The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, till 9:30. Where he'll join us at 9.
National nightmare's over.
What national nightmare?
Will he or won't he with AD?
The winter of AD?
The winter of Anthony Davis is come and gone, and there's nothing.
We had the summer of LeBron.
LeVar Ball is king again.
He is.
His son didn't get traded, and he said, basically, I'm the reason why I own the Lakers.
No, he's, well, the real reason is because Lonzo is better than LeBron.
Yeah.
He said that.
Obviously.
Lonzo is better than LeBron.
Yeah.
He's a better player.
Yeah.
Boy, I would, if he was the GM of your team, he thinks he's better than Michael, and he thinks Lonzo is better than LeBron, his team would suck. I mean, how bad would his team be?
Yeah.
If he's the talent evaluator.
Do you?
He's know, the worst oh, yeah. talent evaluator ever.
Well, all his talent is his.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know what his starting lineup would be? Him and his three sons.
Yeah.
And then nobody else because he didn't need anybody else.
Well, obviously. They'd be ever team over in. Where is he? Transylvania or wherever?
Wherever
that's where
they
his team
were.
Would be. But yesterday was trade deadline. A ton of trades went down. I was talking to Joel Blank in the hallways about it. It was. The action from trade deadline and buyout stuff over the last week, it's the most movement that we've probably ever seen in basketball history. Between now the buyout deadline, well, I don't know if there's a deadline for it, but between the buyouts and the trade deadline, tremendous amount of movement as the high-end teams were looking to do it. You know, there is a belief that if LeBron and the Lakers hadn't tampered with Anthony Davis, and really blatantly, like there is no concern for any punishment from the league, that this deal might have gotten done. But there's a belief that the Pelicans basically said, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
We're not letting them have this.
They were trolling the Lakers this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a belief that they, because if they weren't taking some of the offers that supposedly were out there, that the Lakers said were out there, that became a little puzzling. Like, well, that's about as good as your, there's no one who can give you a better deal than this.
Well, the thought is that maybe the Celtics can this offseason.
Yeah.
If Jason Tatum is in it.
It's possible.
That's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, so, but the thought is that they said, okay, Lakers, oh, you want to play this game, Lakers? Okay, we'll play this game. Guess what? You don't run this league, and you ain't running the Pelicans. Right. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make your whole team hate you. We're going to make everybody on your roster hate you. Because we'll be dangling AD out there and say, and you know, and
we'll leak everything about
everything,
every possible
every
offer.
Single every
make,
single
we'll,
offer.
Make ones up about probably everybody not, on your
yeah.
whole team.
Probably were ones that didn't even happen. Yep.
Get this to Windhorse.
So yeah, and the Lakers were not involved. They did beat the Celtics in the Garden yesterday, but the Rockets not in action. Soon will be. Rockets have Iman Shumpert. They did what they're going to do. I mean, they're the buyout. They're the team that is sniffing around on the carcasses of buyout contracts, which is fine by me. That's how they got Fareed, and Fareed has been pretty instrumental. I mean, he's clearly going to play a big role the rest of the year. So we'll see. We'll see what the Rockets do against OKC tomorrow. They don't play until tomorrow. They'll have Iman Shumpert now to go with Fareed. You've got the only person missing right now, Eric Gordon is back. The only person missing is Clint Capella. And he's still, by my timetable, it's about, what, 3 weeks still? Maybe more for Clint Capella. So that one's just going to be get him healthy, get him ready for the postseason. I tell you what it is. This is really going to be about getting your pieces aligned, how you're playing, what your chemistry looks like. I think in a very practical sense, you got to make sure that James's 30-point chase does not have a negative impact on the team and that he still works Chris Paul into the flow. You got to try to get Chris Paul going. How is that going to look? And then how does it look when Clint Capella gets back? Because you're just trying to get in the top four, and then you're gearing up for your run in the postseason. Regular season's fine. It's great. I mean, it's not going to be like last year, but that's okay. Are you ready to go? The New England Patriots did not have a great season, but their record ended up being okay in the regular
season. Second seed, yeah.
But they were second seed because the Texans tricked out. Because the Texans would have been ahead of the New England Patriots.
Somebody said that Cal was PO'd about that Philadelphia game.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, because that was and I don't want to make this. This is, we're not 6'10", so we don't have to talk about the Texans immediately. I just that was a game that I think Bill O'Brien actually that would have been Bill O'Brien's biggest win ever. And I don't know if we've played this before. I mean, you and I played this. I know we played it with Raheel. Bill O'Brien's biggest win. Have you and I played this game?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
that would have been by far Bill O'Brien's biggest game. In that he would have beaten a good team on the road, the defending champs. He would have gotten the second seed in a home field advantage.
Oh yeah, because it's the most meaningful.
Most meaningful win. Yeah. Name another
other than a playoff win?
A marquee win for Bill O'Brien.
When he beat the
Raiders.
The Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs?
No, he didn't beat the Kansas. He lost 30-0. No, really. What's name? No, name of win.
Dumb game.
No, it's honestly, there's one marquee win. He went into Cincinnati, the Red Rifle win.
Well, when Cincinnati was a hot team.
They were 8-0.
Monday night team.
They were 8-0. The Texans went in there.
Was that Deshaun didn't have a good game but ran for a long touchdown game?
No.
Oh, no, that was
the second game of the year. Yeah. That was another
I get my Texans beat the Bengals games mixed up.
Right.
Because they beat the Bengals literally every game of their existence.
Well, and they play the Bengals every game because they, finish in fourth, and so they get the Bengals every year.
No, they don't finish in fourth. They finish like second or third, where Bengals – remember, Bengals aren't always in last place. That's the Browns.
That's true.
That's the Browns.
No, they beat them in the playoffs too. But that was in week 8 or week 9 of the season. It's coming off of a bye.
How about Cowboys this year?
You mean what were the Texans? 0-1-3, and they were 1-3 or something?
I'm gonna look at this.
That was a big win, yeah. No, that was like the fourth game of the season or fifth game of the season.
So you play a game called It Would Have Been the Biggest Win?
It would have been the biggest win.
So that's the game. Game is
that Eagles
a new
win
game called This Would Have Been the Biggest Win.
Yes.
If they had won.
If they had won. Mm-hmm. This would have been their the Colts game would have been, I think, maybe would have eclipsed that if they would have won.
Would eclipse that as the almost the biggest.
Yeah. It would have been the biggest.
Let me see.
Not almost the biggest. That would have been the biggest if they had been able to win, but they didn't warrant. That's the unfortunate part.
Yeah, I guess the Raiders, the biggest win is the Raiders in the first round of the playoffs. Oh, that's your biggest one because you got
but they beat Cook. Come on. I mean, that was – they didn't beat a good team. Was
but it's your biggest win based on situation. That's what you were telling me. That's your biggest win. You got to –
But no. But beating a marquee team, it was a terrible team.
Well, if we're going to play beating a marquee team, then it might be I'll have to take a look. What's the game? Because the biggest game is
okay.
When you
they won a playoff game. Yeah, against the first time in NFL history that a guy made his first start in the playoffs.
All right. So then if it's about beating a marquee team, then I'm going to go find that, and I'm not going to worry about playoff.
Well, he'll find that.
Okay.
I'm telling you, go find that.
So beating a good team is the game.
Well, yeah, and they did. They beat a good team in the second week of the season. When I think they beat a Kansas City team that went on to have a really good record.
2017, yeah.
Yeah. In the second week, was that week 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is his marquee win, week 2 of the season.
I'm going to go with...
Or either that or that Bengals Seattle, win.
The Deshaun win in Seattle.
No, they didn't win that game.
I always get messed up on that one.
Right. Well, in the New England game,
well,
too.
Well, is this the game where are we back in the almost a big
game? Yeah, that's the almost one a big game.
Oh, Deshaun over New England, Tom Brady.
Same thing.
It's the biggest almost win.
Same way. Almost. That's in the almost one a big game. And I
see a lot of them.
Honestly. What? Yeah, what? 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 They beat a Colts team without Andrew Luck. I'm telling you, they're devoid. Bill O'Brien is devoid of big wins.
you know, says you, did you get the
It's a contract extension? I know it's hardest thing in the world.
Did you get a contract extension, yes or no?
I haven't had a contract in.
Has anyone ever given a contract to somebody after, like, listen, your ratings are right there, a little below the middle. Are we, like, in contention for being the best? No. No, definitely not in contention for being the best in your business.
No. Let's give you a big extension.
Let me give you a bump, give you four more, give you more power. How about that? Does that sound?
Well, are we selling out? Are we selling out? Yeah. Okay.
I'm back.
Thanks.
I'm 2015 now.
No, see?
I'm going to find a good one. Trust me.
No, your win is going to be that Cincinnati win when they were 8-0.
Isn't beating Tennessee, was that a good
no.
one?
No.
At any point?
What? No.
They beat the Saints. I forgot about this.
Yeah, but that was on the Saints sucked.
24-6? Are we sure the Saints sucked this
year? The Saints
year?
Sucked that year.
I don't think so. Yeah, they were 7-9. That's not bad.
That was, remember when they didn't have a defense, remember? They sucked, remember that time? Anyway, so I'm
they
just...
They beat the Colts.
Yeah, I know, without Andrew Luck.
No, 2015, Luck. I think Luck was there. And they finished 8-8.
Yeah, that was when Luck had his shoulder and he couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I remember.
We had 7 starts that season. Actually, that was the playoff. Astros playoff season, that's right. It was the...
15.
It was Texans on one TV and Astros on the other TV. That was the game, I think.
Ooh, that was it? That was the game?
Okay. One of them was.
All right.
Yeah, Andrew Luck didn't play in that one, I remember that.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. He played in one, he didn't play in the other. Was this a good one when they beat Jacksonville?
No.
Jacksonville's 5-11. Nope.
No.
See, this game sucks. This is the dumbest game ever.
No, yeah.
Just take You know what? I love how you sit and look down on conference champion, on division championships. Like, oh, show me which game is good.
We were 9-7, won the AFC
South. Sorry. A new banner just unfurled this year again.
Won the AFC South 2 years in a row.
You listen carefully. We were 9-7.
You listen carefully. You can hear the banner unfurl.
No, I'm just saying. Really, that's all I'm saying is that.
Just like, I don't really care what you say.
We got to get. They got to get some just a win against a really good football team. That's all I'm asking for.
So you want to play a different game called not even Bill O'Brien, but Texans organization? You got 16 years if you want to take a look.
Biggest wins in organization history.
Yeah. It's not a great game.
Beating the Patriots in the last game of the season when Wes Welker got
shattered
crippled.
Both his knees. And what did it mean for you?
It means a lot. No, actually, the Patriots weren't playing for anything, I don't believe.
No, they weren't.
But they did beat the Patriots. They beat the Patriots.
They took out their starters after the first quarter. They should have taken their starters out after the nothing quarter.
No, that's not true.
Saved,
oh, yeah, because... Yeah.
Go look at Tom
after
Brady.
Wes Welker, yeah. After Wes Welker lost both knees.
They were headed to the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. What? I'm not playing this game anymore.
Yeah.
This game's over.
Yeah,
started the game.
Yeah.
I started the game, but I can finish it.
Didn't know the outcome of this game when you started it?
Honestly, no, I didn't know that we were going to go all the way back.
It's the same with every team, though. Name the biggest win for the Astros.
Biggest win for the Astros? You mean the World Series?
Oh. Yeah. What about Rockets?
Yeah.
Name, over the last 5 years, have the Rockets beat anybody?
You mean going up 3-2 on the Warriors? Okay, yeah.
But they didn't get a championship, so Morey should be fired.
Yeah, Morey should be fired. That's what I heard yesterday.
Come out to play. Yeah. That's right.
7:13. I'm done with this game. You know what I heard this morning?
What?
How about there's another rose company?
Yeah, because Valentine's. Call Jimmy's Roses. Got roses $50. Cut rate.
That's
like,
not
no,
it.
Jimmy.
That's not it.
No,
it's actually
like Jimmy's Rose Joint.
It's actually a well thought of company. It's a big company. It's a national company. And here's their deal: 24 roses for $39.
Yeah, I know you're.
That's
talking
their
about.
Deal.
Yeah, I see. It's on national television.
It's on, yeah.
And I saw it this week, and I'm like,
nope.
That's not that great.
That's not as good. That's not nearly as good. See, how about we give you one more rose, and we charge you $10 less?
How about this? Forget the 25. Go right to 50. Give me the price on 50.
50 is $49.
So for $10 more, you get 26 more roses.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
I mean, it's these are wholesale. First of all, on Valentine's Day, you don't want to screw this up. Because let me just tell you, if you're newly married, John and I can tell you this one. Valentine's Day screw-ups will stick with you. They're not going anywhere. You already know that she can hold grudges. You know this. And you know that things will come up 3, 4, and 5 years later when she's losing an argument. This is going to be a Trump. Don't make this one of the Trump cards that she can play on you. Make sure that you do well on Valentine's Day. The way you get it going is roses from Rose Express. They are straight from the field, beautifully hand-cut, ready-to-roll roses that they cut them when they are in the earlier stages of blooming. So by the time they get to her, they are just starting to bloom, and that's one of the reasons they last longer.
I mean, Rose Express is the only way to go, but you got to do it now because the prices are going up. This is a guarantee the price will go up because he's going to sell out. So call right now. Get your roses. Get them delivered on Valentine's Day. Or go to the website, roseexpress.com, roseexpress.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You see what the cops are trying to do? By the way, we'll get to sports in a minute. Do you see what the cops are trying to do? They're trying to get ways to stop putting out there where police are on the highways and the streets. You see that?
So they can get us for speeding?
So they can get us for,
it's the new...
The posting of such information of public for public consumption is irresponsible since it only serves to aid impaired and intoxicated drivers to evade checkpoints and encourage reckless driving.
Or help people who... are driving a little quicker. Just be on the lookout. That's all.
So they're suing them, and they're suing Google. The cops are suing Google.
This feels like a cash grab.
Mm-hmm. They say that this is engaging in criminal conduct.
What?
Yes. Yes. Since when is it criminal to tell somebody if there's a police checkpoint and I know somebody's behind me, hey. Are there's a police checkpoint coming up.
So
that's criminal conduct?
Whether you like it as a businessman or not, marijuana is illegal in this state. So are the makers of one-hitters and bongs, are they also aiding and abetting criminals? Should they be sued too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but cops aren't going to sue whatever glass manufacturers. It's better to sue Google.
Yeah, there's head shops in states that don't have legalized marijuana.
Yeah, is that aiding and abetting? Yes. Why don't they get sued? Because they're not Google.
They're not. But Google.
You sue Google, you're just like, God, please let us get some type of little buyout here.
I don't think the cops are looking for a buyout. I think they're looking for them to stop.
Yeah, but it'd also be good to. Oh, I would sue for cash.
Okay, do we want our the cops are going to have to pay lawyers to do this, to fight Google, who's richer than our government.
Yeah, but if Google says, fine, we'll settle for $1 billion, or whatever Google would settle for. I mean, they've got $100
$1 billion, that's a drop in the bucket for
Google. That's what I'm saying. And cops could, you could have more pay for cops, then you could have a cool party probably at some point. You'd have some money to do some stuff.
Oh, if you're the cops.
Yeah.
No. Google's probably going to have to, is the one that you were going to have to pay. That's how it's going to end up. They have 110.
Yeah, Google has to pay the cops.
No. The cops are going to end up having to pay Google.
For what?
For reckless lawsuits. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Frivolous.
Frivolous lawsuits. Yeah. Yeah. That's how this is going
to
end up.
I'm sorry, officers. Okay. I tried to get y'all more pay.
All right. Whose lawyers do you trust more? Google's, who has $110 billion, or a prosecuting attorney?
The defense.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. It's going to end up...
Where do you think all the prosecutors go? At some point after they're done with their after they're done with their moral compass and they're like, all right, I did the right thing for this long. Now it's time for me to go get paid.
Yeah, I'm going to get paid. Watch this.
Every lawyer I ever know has been like, I used to work on the prosecutor side or for the DA's office, but then I went into defense... And I said, okay.
I'm going to make some money.
I said, is it like you finding that the justice system is really like, well, I mean, it's, there's some pockets that aren't great, But also, you just can't really get paid on the other side.
No, you don't get paid.
It's a grind. And
you ever watch Law & Order? You don't get paid.
And they're like, it's not great on the other side. It's a lot, whole lot cooler being a defense attorney.
Yeah. So, did you see how much of LeBron and Giannis, the draft, did you watch?
My kids watched the entire... I was at Snacks' basketball game. I'm getting... My wife's sending me text messages. She's screenshotting. Alec is sending her all the updates on what's going on. Who's been traded? My son, he is obsessed with the trade deadline. Who's been traded? My kids have had arguments and fights. This has been the biggest topic of discussion in my house for 2 weeks. 3 weeks, actually. Has been the NBA All-Star Draft. And they have been so excited. And so yesterday, they watched the NBA All-Star Draft live. And for those who didn't know, James was a late selection. James was, I think, next to last to go. We were right. It was Kemba Walker was last. And then James Harden was next to last. And LeBron basically drafted every player who's going to be a free agent. Kyrie, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant was the first pick. Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and...
Kawhi.
Kawhi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. James Harden is the only guy under contract that doesn't have an opt-out or expiring contract that LeBron drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't think he knew exactly what he was doing?
Got stuck with him last. He said, Harden or Kemba. And you know
how
what?
You like that? You're like, you're James Harden. I'm like... Hey. I'm 36 a game. You know, we know shooty shooter.
Yeah.
We're trying to get some shots in this All-Star game. But James is a good – I think James is a good All-Star type player. James is going to share the ball with guys and pass. No. I don't think James is a bad All-Star shooter.
He's been harmless in the All-Star game.
He is a harmless All-Star. He's not bad to have on your team.
No, he's not.
It's not like having AI who's going to try to squeeze off 40 in 11 minutes.
All right.
You know, I mean, AI was going to get his. I feel like James will pass on an All-Star game. I don't think it. But James isn't, like you mentioned, there's an ulterior motive here.
Well,
LeBron's not trying to draft the best team. Well, he is, but he's also trying to draft the best team of impending free agents.
That's it.
And James is locked up until 2036.
Yeah, right. No, James went.
The Rockets have quadrupled down on his contract. James is never going to leave. This is like Shawshank for James. He's going to have to tunnel his way out if he ever wants to get out of the Rockets because he is under contract for eternity.
Why would he want to leave? He gets an extension. He gets a pay raise every year. It's like he's the Kevin Sumlin of basketball. Right. How many freaking contracts have they ripped up and redone?
I know. It's great. Or like the Nick Saban of basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I swear, if I see that they re-up James Harden again this summer, which feels like a possibility, an extension.
Or he's the Lincoln Riley. Every time he just stays, well, I'll give you another $20 million. Yeah. All right. If you stay another year, James, we'll give you another $20 million.
No, Lincoln is hoping to be the James Harden of college football.
Well,
let's make it clear.
He already is, just for staying.
James has been had this contract. Lincoln's trying to get on James's
gets level. Another mill. What does he get? Another mill every time he stays?
Yeah, when he
every year he stays?
James gets another
the bleep.
James gets another $10 million.
So the first guy after the starters that was drafted by LeBron, Anthony Davis. Is this then Klay Thompson, who's got an expiring contract?
Yep,
it's unbelievable. And then LeBron drafted Russell Westbrook, but then traded him for Ben Simmons. Which is I don't know why. Why
I don't
the
know
two?
Why? Because Ben Simmons has been talked because there's a potential trade partner. Ben Simmons is somebody he could target in a trade. The general manager, LeBron James.
Well, no, he can't. So the Sixers ain't giving up Ben Simmons.
For the right package of players?
Oh.
For Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma or something? Yeah, they would. Ben Simmons is not going to be untouched. Oh. I don't think the Sixers will have anybody that's untouchable. Draft picks and all that stuff? Yeah, they would. I think there's an ulterior. Why would he trade for Ben Simmons? Well, you got to get Crazy Russ off your team.
Yeah, you just don't want Crazy.
I mean, it's probably not.
You can't have James Harden. James Harden and Russell Westbrook on the same team.
So Russell Westbrook will shoot it every time.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have Crazy Russell out there. Because he won't give you any shot.
No, you know what? I'm going to be the all-star. I'm going to be the MVP of this game. Watch. I'm just going to take the ball, and I'm going to keep it. There's like 100 guys on this team. Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, last guys. Oh, really? Let's go back to 2012,
It almost feels like to be able to get all those players, it almost feels like LeBron talked to Giannis before and said, look, these are the guys I want.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's just do this. You give me the guys I want, and I will hook you up when you're in L.A., something like that. Because how does Giannis not draft some of the players? I went through this list, and I'm like, he could have easily gotten Kawhi here. Like, yeah. why would you not draft Klay Thompson in this spot? It didn't make a lot of sense to me the way that Giannis
especially picked. Embiid second pick when yeah. this is a big man. So how many guys on Giannis's team would start on LeBron's?
Well,
Giannis,
Steph Curry,
and Steph. Mm-hmm. But Giannis, who would Giannis start for?
I mean, what a dookie.
Steph would start for Kyrie.
I make LeBron's team minus 17.
Giannis would start for who would Giannis start for? Kawhi, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Steph would start. Steph would start for Kyrie.
You know, Giannis would start for Kawhi, two MVP candidates.
Yeah.
Two of the top three MVP candidates.
Or maybe James. Put in Giannis and take James out. Well, I mean, James was
36 a game. Thank you.
He was the ninth pick in this thing.
In the discussion.
Yeah.
None of this made any sense.
Seventh pick. He was the seventh pick in this thing. So, anyway, so that was your kids. But they had a basketball game yesterday. So I just got word. Today is another $10,000 pot.
Yep. I saw that.
10 large.
So if you guys are.
I'm going.
We're not broadcasting from Prime right now, but if you. Want to go play some poker at the tournament today? It's $10,000 today. That's the that's not first prize. That's the prize pool. It's the guaranteed prize pool. It's going to go higher than that. Odds are it's going to get much higher than that. But when you head out to Prime, you are going to be able to you're going to be able to play in that no limit hold'em tournament. There are rebuys. There are add-ons at 2 o'clock. If you can't get there at noon, it's okay. Anytime before basically. Before 2 o'clock, you're good to go, and you can get signed up and registered late. Or if you want to get there and play all day long, get there at 11:30 and grab yourself a quick lunch. They'll roll it right up to the table. They've got delicious food, fantastic menu. You ever had their brisket burger over there?
No,
it's really good.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Their brisket burger is outstanding. They've got a variety of different Asian dishes that are truly fantastic. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they've got great cash games. 24 hours a day right now, all the way through the weekend, you're going to have Prime Social open. So if you want to roll in there at 11:30, 12 at night, they'll have cash games going for you. Fixed limit hold, fixed limit Omaha, pot limit Omaha. They've got, I don't know, you can ask Jess John's game, 15, 30, 10, 5, 5, and 10. I don't know. They got a zillion different Omaha games in there. And, of course, no limit hold'em, cash games and tournaments every single day. Sunday. You get right with the Lord, and then you get right at the table at 2 o'clock at Prime Social. PrimeSocialTX.com, 7801 West Timer between Fondren and Voss. Make sure you head on over to Prime Social and get your poker on today.
But I'm still caged.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
733 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number.
How about,
if you'd like to get in here.
It's so funny. We're watching, we've got ESPN on in here. And it's Jalen Rose. I don't know, your girl Laura Rutledge. Who is that on the upper left hand? Dell.
No one knows.
And then I think she played in the WNBA. And then on the lower right is Tom Thibodeau. And they're looking at a bat flying around the arena because lately bats have been getting in arenas.
Now, did you
and
see?
Tom Thibodeau's laughing. And I'm just thinking, it's got to be so hard for Tom Thibodeau to laugh and act happy.
Yeah. No, he's very, it's very un, yeah, it's very un Tom Thibodeau.
like he's trying to fake a laugh and coach, it's, we can tell you're faking it. Is that how humans laugh? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No, that we can tell you're fake laughing. Just smile. Can you smile, Coach?
Yeah,
that's
no.
Not, no, that doesn't.
No.
That looks like a dog showing its teeth.
Apparently.
That's not a smile.
I scrolled through it, but on Barstool, they had Tom Thibodeau is on TV scaring everyone right now. And that is so true.
Did you read any of the story that our old friend Jim Boylan, he used to be on Rudy T's staff, who I got to know pretty well. He was at my wedding to my wife. I was kind of buddies with him when he was in town. I got to be friends with him.
The wedding to your wife, that one he was at?
Yeah, he was okay. At the my wedding.
To your wife.
Yeah, my marriage, okay. Yeah. So he's at the wedding, and I kept up with it a little bit afterwards. It had been a while since I talked to Coach, and then I saw him. I can't remember where I saw him, but, you know, he's with the Bulls, obviously.
Yeah.
And he took over as head coach, and immediately they had to go. They had a players-only meeting to discuss. I can't even read these stories anymore. Like, you are really starting to hurt our feelings with your coaching.
Well, and his 3.5-hour practices.
Yeah. Well, he's like, they didn't like the fact. One of the things they didn't like was that he was, he had a, what was the way it was phrased? It was something like they felt like they weren't being respected enough. Because he was coaching. Yeah.
So to that very thing this morning, on Barstool, they had John Paxson blows up at radio host. So I listened to it. And one of the things was that they said was, well, you know, when the players, you know, went to the Players Association to complain about Boylan, and Paxson was like, stop. No one ever went to the Players Association.
Oh, they say he's been such a cuck for the players.
Yes.
That's why Stan Van Gundy went after him. Stan Van Gundy went after him the other day, went after Paxson, said, you know, that front office with Paxson and
whoever, Garhard.
Yeah. He goes, they're the worst. They don't like coaches. Like, you know, Van Gundy's, they really, they really mix their words when it comes to defending
coaches.
No.
The Van Gundy's.
Never coaches should ever be fired.
The Van Gundy's do not like.
That's like my brother. My brother is going to cape up for any coach in any sport ever.
Right.
And the Van Gundy's are like that too. But, you know, they know, I think they know Jim Boylan a little bit. And they were like, oh. Paxson is the worst human. I mean, Stan just laid him out the other day. Like, well, yeah, they don't like coaches over there.
Well, apparently there's a war in Chicago, everyone against John Paxson right now. And Paxson is feeling it. He was like, every time I come on this show, it's like an interrogation. You know,
dude won a title with them, too. He had made a big shot.
Well, he made a big, yeah.
He made a big shot.
Well, he was the reason that they won, according to Manny yesterday on Twitter. Because
you don't win titles.
Well, Sean Livingston, Iggy.
Those are the title winners.
Those are the guys
Clay,
that won.
It's not
Clay.
It's not Draymond.
No.
It's not Steph.
No.
It's the Iguodala.
It's those guys that Myers got, and Daryl Morey can't put together anybody outside of James Harden.
I got news for you. That's all Daryl does is find ancillary pieces and gets in the play.
He's pretty freaking good at it.
Yeah.
Did he get Boogie Cousins, or did he might get Michael Carter Williams?
You know what he doesn't have? He doesn't have three James Hardens.
Well, if he had three James Hardens, he'd just have three guys who wouldn't show up in the playoffs when it mattered most.
Oh, see, well,
that is true. That's the point of this, though. He's got a guy that can get you all the way to the edge. You know what the Rockets are doing?
Nope.
They've been edging towards a title for a long time.
Edging.
Now.
That's what the
this
Rockets
isn't
are doing.
Called edging.
Edging. They're right there at the precipice, and then James Harden kind of, oh, and then it goes just, oh.
Well, you've been doing it for so long, you just fall apart at the end.
Where are you going to sell? Then it goes.
You can't hold that edge for that long.
No. Then it feels like all of a sudden Rosie O'Donnell walked in.
Hey. And then what happened?
Well, I don't know.
And then what happened?
I don't know why she caught it.
And then what happened?
And then,
John may use her.
And then you got to go back to four hymns.
John may use her for, you know, sometimes you used to try to, when you were younger, you try to go the other way with like, oh boy, I need to go the other way now. I did not know this was going to happen in my social studies class. Kids are on the way to school.
They're all on the way to school. Yeah. They don't know what I was talking about. That's what happens. And that's the point of this. You got a good basketball. You had the best basketball team in the league last year. You were right there.
And
you missed 27 freaking shots in a row. So that's Daryl's fault because they missed 27 shots in a row.
You only win titles with really good players, though. I mean,
yeah. The Rockets had really good players last year.
Look, the days of the biggest outlier in basketball history, when you really get down to it and you look at the Rockets had Dream, the Jordan-led Bulls, when you start there and you move forward with LeBron and
Duncan,
the Big Three and Duncan, because although they were understated, all three guys are going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Manu, Tony Parker, and Tim Duncan were all going to the Hall of Fame. When it's all said and done, the outlier was those crazy, deep, talented, perfect fit Pistons teams with Mr. Big Shot and Rasheed Wallace,
Chauncey.
And Ben Wallace and Chauncey and not Ray Allen, but
Tayshaun Prince.
No. Yeah, Tayshaun Prince and then Mask Ray Allen from UConn, catch and shoot.
Oh.
Rip Hamilton.
Yeah, Rip Hamilton. That was just the perfect combination of players together.
Yeah.
And that was the outlier basketball. Now, it showed me, and it might be fool's gold, that you could win without having a superstar. You could just have a bunch of really, really goods.
That's the outlier.
But it had to be the perfect fit because everyone had played their role. Like Chauncey, you had a guy who just ran off screens. You had Chauncey, who did a little of everything as a big point guard. Tayshaun was a defender. He was like a plus. He was, I think, a little bit of a plus version of Trevor Ariza, basically.
Yeah.
You had a tremendous shot blocker, and then you had and Ben Wallace, and then you had a stretch four. Like, you had the perfect combination of players, and then I can't remember who you came off the bench with that was really good, but you had the perfect combination of role players.
Vinny Johnson.
And it's not, no, Vinny wasn't still there. Oh. But that's never going to happen again because it's just too hard to get that perfect combination of a bunch of really good players. So you have to have the star model. And we've already seen the star model with one, James Harden. It's really not good.
Well, no. We saw it with Dirk.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You're right. We did see that with Dirk.
Yeah.
Yep. We saw it with
Dirk.
And
he won.
And that was when Miami was, like, mentally weak. I mean, that Miami team was, they had three talented guys, but that was a...
Well, that was the first...
You'd probably admit that.
That was their first year together.
That's what LeBron was the guy who fell apart. Yeah. If they win that series, Dwayne Wade's winning MVP. He carried him in that series.
LeBron fell apart. Was passing, didn't want it, and that was the first time that I remember thinking, man, LeBron doesn't have that dog DNA. And then he developed it over time. It took a little while, but he developed it, and I don't think that anymore. But on that in that particular moment, he absolutely did.
Yeah.
He didn't. He shrunk, and that's the only reason I think that Dirk Nowitzki won that. If LeBron shows up in any way, shape, or form like he is today, not a championship for Dirk.
742 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Hey, when we come back, I want to get to, so the AAF starts their football this weekend, and they have an association with my friends over at NFL Network, which is going to be good for them. I've heard some people who are excited about watching it. I don't have a huge interest in it, but, you know, I'm kind of curious about who's going to be on the rosters, things like that. But there was a big, so what did the XFL do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in classic Vince McMahon fashion, they decided to upstage the AAF, and we'll tell you what they did yesterday to upstage the AAF.
All right. Right now, though, we are talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. And John Clay Wolf, who's going to be with us tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 because he does his radio show and talks about a lot of different stuff that the kids can't listen to. He's with us right now. What's going on, John Clay Wolf?
I'm taking my kids to school late, of course.
Oh,
I got to get a ruling here. So I was in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl, right? I come back in town on the counter.
Radio.
On the counter in my house, there's a pineapple. And I'm like, we don't usually get pineapple, but I go out of town and there's a pineapple.
What do you
my
think
house?
About that, John Clay Wolf?
We've started a trend.
Mm-hmm.
No. Now I can't even look at pineapple without getting suspicious.
Oh, look at him now. His kids
like,
are
I'm
in
out of town, and there's
Did
a pineapple in my house?
No, his kids are in the car, so he can't talk filth and flarn now. How
well,
about that?
But I'm telling you guys in code that I can't even look at a basic fruit without going, wait a minute,
there's a pineapple in my house.
And I was just out of town. What the hell is going on here?
If you're walking around Alabama, you were looking at a lot of basic fruit.
That was basic. So what's going on this week? What are you going to talk about tomorrow morning on your show?
Well, right now I'm going to drop the kids off, and I've got to go tape hour number one. We're starting on DC 101 in the morning.
Ooh.
And we're going to the first hour we're going to tape it because for multiple reasons. But so I'm kind of nervous about that.
I would be nervous too.
So 5, 5 hours tomorrow. I just don't think I can do 5 hours straight and be fresh. So I think I'm going to try to pre-record an hour. Do y'all go 4 hours or three?
We go four. Yeah.
Five is impossible.
Five, yeah,
you're a professional, and I'm a wannabe.
Don't do five. Don't do five. You'll wear out. There's no question. All right. I don't know that you have the standing power to do something like that. Doris, take a pill before you do it. So
do some Adderall.
Yeah, but if don't forget, if it's more than 4 hours, you better go see a doctor. So here is the deal. Give me the VIN.com. Houston is last week I'm listening and you said Houston is the most realistic of all the cities about what their cars are worth. We are the best. And so listen, if you want to get what your car is worth, give me the VIN.com, right?
Thank you, yes, sir.
That's all there is to it. Give me the VIN.com. Listen to John Clay Wolf tomorrow morning right here.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
.com/future.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So we had Oliver Luck in studio for what turned out to be an hour the other day. And he is the commissioner of the XFL. The XFL is obviously Vince McMahon's football league. And we were looking to see if there was any scoops. He was kind of teasing us about, well, we're going to have different kickoff rules and punt rules and all kinds of stuff. And we're workshopping this and we're testing this. And what he could have broken, which he decided not to break on our air, was that Bob Stoops is coming back to football. Right when the AAF is about to get kicked off on Sunday, which is one of the football leagues. There's now three football leagues that are competing. Don Yee, who is the agent for... it's like a Pacific Football League. He's the agent for Tom Brady. He's starting a football league that will start in 2020. Vince McMahon, that's the one that he hopes to be able to get high schoolers into his league, or just out of high school. Vince McMahon has the XFL, obviously, and we know about the AAF, which has a team in San Antonio. The XFL is going to have a Houston team, but they're not going to get started until 2020. So the XFL... they don't have to name head coaches right now. There's still a little time to go before football is even going to be played. There's a whole nother season.
Well, do they even have a president?
They're way behind.
No, on, we don't not have way behind, we don't but, have a president. We don't no, have our, we don't our have, Houston franchise.
Nothing.
But to name just well, let's here, we got a coach though.
So they basically, since they clearly see AAF as competition, they make a splashy hire yesterday in Bob Stoops. Bob Stoops is going to be the head coach of the Texas team, of the Dallas team, I should say.
You know, he was in town last week for the
He had a lot of success in Dallas.
He was
a lot of success, Longhorn fans.
He was here for that Oklahoma thing. He was honored. Joe Montana was here with the Wallace Marsh thing. It was the Lombardi Award dinner. And he hung out a little bit with us afterwards. He said he really missed it the first year, but he was glad to see his sons play. His one son is done, and the other one is at OU now. But this is a thing, and here's the thing. So somebody asked me last night, I said, why would Bob Stoops do this as opposed to going? He can coach anywhere he wants. He can go to any college he wants and coach.
Probably the same reason my dad is going to come out of retirement to coach in the XFL if he gets an offer.
Yeah, because it's not really.
It's not a hassle.
It's not. First of all, the pressure to win isn't going to be there.
There's not going
to
be the politics.
You don't have to
recruit.
Yeah, it's
you have to answer to a.
It's more or less probably a 6 or 7, 8 month job, as opposed to you'll get real time off.
Dave Campo wants to get in this league. Yes. There's a lot of coaches that want to get into either AAF or XFL.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the ones who don't want to deal with all the other hassle and they don't really care that much about the number that they're getting paid, the money.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to do the coaching part and
right.
just be part of it. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of guys that want to do that. And that's probably Stoops. You know what? I want to coach without the crap. Oh, well, then this will be great then. Make a little money.
Yeah.
You're not going to make what you made in college or in the pros. But it's not about that. You know, Bob Stoops' wife is a gazillionaire.
Yeah.
She is basically Mary Kay.
Yeah.
She is basically all of Mary
Kay. She's at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah. Bob Stoops, this has been, supposedly he didn't move to Florida. He could have gone and taken a job at Florida. And his wife says no. He has to ask his wife permission. Well,
yeah, she's the moneymaker.
Can we move there? Nope. All right. Hey, we're glad to be back in Oklahoma again.
Pep Hamilton, he resigned Monday at Michigan to pursue other opportunities. He's expected to become the new head coach and GM of the XFL's new Washington, D.C. franchise. Mm-hmm. Pep Hamilton. Now, guys are going to be – this is attractive to coaches that don't want to grind every freaking day. Did you – I saw there was a – Nick Saban, he had a chalkboard, and it was ABC.
You think Nick Saban's going to the XFL?
Never. Always be Cruton. Always be Cruton. That's his ABC. Yeah,
that's what they call it.
And guess what?
SEC.
What? How many? He had 2 5-stars, 12 4-stars, and 1 3-star. And his 3-star this year was a kicker who was the number one kicker in the country.
Mm.
Yeah, that's his 3-star.
You went with Jimmy's and Joe's. Well, you went with X's and O's. You get there with Jimmy's and Joe's.
I really thought that you know, him losing all these coaches, which he does, would now this would start to have an effect. It didn't have any effect at all.
Well, but I think it is. I think you're going to start to see it in different.
Didn't this recruiting season?
It's easy to recruit good players to a winning team that cranks out pros. Like yeah. That's always going to work. But I think different. You're going to start losing when it comes down to you or Clemson, you or Georgia. He's going to start losing some of those. Those battles he didn't lose before. He already lost one last year to Clemson.
Yeah.
Right? I think he's going to start losing more of them. As players see other teams on his level, and they start to factor in, like that coaching thing that we heard Kirk Herbstreit talk about, the national championship game, I think that's going to be a real thing.
Well, but he lost two more coaches this, one of them didn't even tell him he was leaving. And he had a meeting. Where is the guy?
That's a good sign. He just left, coach.
Yeah. He's gone. What? Well, he didn't even tell me he was leaving.
Yeah,
okay.
Because he's afraid of you.
Yeah. No, well, because he didn't want to tell you, because you've been an a-hole to him.
You would have screamed at him.
But all those guys that he was, he got him.
Did he get everybody?
He got everybody, dude.
That seems a little low. Is that not low on the world of Cruton?
There ain't that many 5-stars out there.
Yeah, I'll take a look and see the number, but they were far and away the number one recruiting class. Like,
were they?
Even going into Wednesday.
I just wrote up a tight end from Georgia who was a 5-star recruit.
Isaac Nada?
Yeah. He was a 5-star. I'm like, he's a nice little tight end, and he went to IMG Academy in Florida, but there's got to be – how many 5-stars are there?
There ain't. There's only 10, 12, 15 5-stars in the country.
Wow, and that guy was one of them. Every once in a while, I'll run into a 5-star who's not very accomplished in high school, and I just assume there's a lot more of those guys.
No.
I would have thought there was in the 20s.
That's a big deal.
Even before – Wednesday, everyone was like, no matter really what happens, unless Alabama loses a slew of commitments, which wasn't going to happen, they were going to be the number one overall, and they were far and away. Yeah, only two, a tackle out of IMG, Evan Neal, and then another kid, a defensive end. Actually, he's like 285, but in Alabama system, he might start as a defensive end. So, yeah, they 2 5-stars, but they dominated once again.
Yeah.
Nick was like, we finished like fifth last year.
Yeah,
I'm not having that.
I'm not, no. Fifth? We ain't finishing no fifth.
No.
That, you know what? You're fired. Beat it. But who was the Texas wide receiver coach that was the coach of the year? The recruiting coach of the year?
I saw that. I got to look up the name.
Yeah, he got five like first-class wide receivers to go to Texas.
I don't know why.
What do you mean you don't know why?
I mean, it's not like that. That's... that offensive system is based on timing and throwing the ball all around.
Well, guess what?
We heard about
run around and you'll get open and we'll throw you the ball.
We know Tebow's there, so at least that's what I was told, that Tebow's there.
Can we stop calling him Tebow?
I was told he's Tim Tebow.
Not Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he is.
Tim Tebow won a Heisman and 2 national championships. He's not Tebow.
Yet.
And
give it time. They've got baby Tebow.
Does
there.
He love baby Jesus? And does
probably.
He does he go he on to missions Westlake, to circumcise kids? No. Does he...
Can't speak to that.
Does he throw left-handed? No. Does he jump when he throws? No.
I got a text. I'm going to string with some football guys who... Hey, you know, because my draft tracker ratings came out, and immediately this text string with some different NFL guys who sometimes give me a hard time. All that showed up was a picture of my thing, and it said Lance. It showed my NFL Combine participants and ratings. Let the bullying begin, said one of the, because they're going to bully me now. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a string of bullying. And then it said, it was Shane Buechele goes to SMU. Hey, Lance, what's your hot take on this? And then the other guy goes, yeah, let's hear it. And then another guy says, yeah, pony up, because he's going to SMU. And I said, I see SMU as the quote unquote Southwest sleeper next year. Hashtag trademarked. So there we go. Mm-hmm. Now that they have Buechele and he's learned under and behind Tebow 2.0, I think he's going to take some of that to SMU.
Is he? Yep. Is he? All right. Why don't you talk about him manning up and getting some testosterone?
Nope. Not legal in college football. But I do know that it is legal for you. It's legal for you to go get tested at one of the four locations in Houston. You know, shout out to my friends over there in Pearland and in Pasadena, the Big P's. Because I don't know if y'all want to be called that, but you've got a chance to go in and get. That's loud. You might have turned his mic off, Dale.
I mean, relax over there.
So you might have a chance to find out that the reason that you've turned into such a couch potato and you got a little mudslide going on is because it's not your fault. You just don't work out. You don't have the drive, the determination. And when you do, you don't see the same results. Classic cases of low testosterone. When it lowers, it has those impacts. And go to menstclinic.com. Go to the website and find out what some of the telltale signs of lower testosterone is. But the good news is it's testable very, very quickly, and it's treatable very, very quickly. And then what they can do is fine-tune that treatment to make sure they get you to the optimal level so that you see maximum benefits. They'll weigh you when you get in. They ask you about any side effects. They ask you about how you're feeling. And they want to know what's going on with you so they can alter your levels if they need to and get you to the perfect fit. And once you're there, I'm telling you what, your energy level spikes immediately. Your body type begins to change after 2 or 3 months once you really get fully acclimated to having that testosterone level back to where it was when you were in your 20s and 30s. Don't live life like you're living it right now. Live your best life. Get your testosterone level right and live that best life. Thanks to Men's T Clinic. You'll see a provider every time, and every single time your overall health is their number one concern and your overall well-being. Men'sTClinic.com. That's Men'sTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.